Hello, I'm Dr. Tim Hagney, and welcome to Nature's Remedies, where I'll be discussing natural approaches to health every week. Today's topic is tobacco, that now mostly and rightfully vilified plant with which roughly a billion people partake of the ritual of inhaling smoke into their lungs. Luckily, production of tobacco, at least in the United States, has dropped from a billion tons in the late 1960s to about 700,000 tons by the mid-1990s. Although many of the Native Americans in what is now the eastern United States used tobacco before the whites came, most of the tobacco smoked in the world today is descended from the species first cultivated in the Caribbean, and indeed observed smoked by the natives by Columbus. Oddly enough, as late as 1930, the incidence of lung cancer was small, only 5 per 100,000 men, but then mushrooming to 75 per 100,000 in 1990. It's thought that innovations like mass marketing and the availability of machine-rolled cigarettes about 100 years ago led to tobacco becoming truly lethal. As late as the 1960s, tobacco companies could actually make health claims about smoking, and I'm sure many listeners can remember when doctors even endorsed smoking. Although most non-smokers are probably baffled as to how something so foreign to the human body can be so difficult to stop, there is scientific evidence that smoking acts as an antidepressant in people and also aids in concentration. In homeopathic dosing, tobaccum is an often used remedy for motion sickness, both in a car and on a boat. Tobacco is in the Solanaceae, or nightshade family of plants, which has to do with violence and rage. The Bombay School of Homeopaths in India, a very influential group these days, furthermore placed tobacco in the cancer miasm, or style of response. This means a style of feeling the need to keep control in a perceived situation of panic. Maybe that's why teenagers start smoking. Well, this was Dr. Tim Hagney with Nature's Remedies, and I look forward to speaking to you again next week.